Factional fighting resumed today in Afghanistan. Forces of rival warlords are battling for control of the southeastern town of Gardez. More than 30 people have been killed. Farther south in Kandahar, an investigation is underway. Local commanders say U.S. troops attacked the wrong people during an operation on January 23rd. The U.S. said numerous Taliban troops were killed or captured, but there are reports the men were actually friendly with Afghanistan's new government. At the Pentagon yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld defended his soldiers' conduct. He said the alleged Taliban soldiers opened fire on Americans.
There were large numbers of weapons which were confiscated, and no women and children. And as the American and the Afghan forces approached, they were shot at by the people in the compound.
NPR's Steve Inskeep is in Kandahar. Steve, what are Afghans saying about this raid?
Bob, Afghan authorities here in Kandahar have begun collecting some of the names of the dead from this raid, and they do not have a complete confirmed list of exactly who was killed or even how many, but they're saying that at least 7 or 8 of the people killed by U.S. Special Forces were people known to very senior members of this new government as longtime anti-Taliban fighters. One, in fact, was a commander who had been a supporter for years of Hamid Karzai, the leader of the new government. And that statement comes on top of claims by local residents of Uruzgan province where this raid took place. Some have come here to Kandahar, others have spoken to reporters on the scene, and they have said that the U.S. Special Forces, they've alleged that the U.S. Special Forces simply attacked the wrong people, that they attacked people who were collecting weapons to disarm people and not gathering them for the Taliban.
So why did the American forces think they were Taliban?
Well, first off, some of them still might have been. We don't have a complete collection of names, Bob, and there is a debate here in the government in Afghanistan about the basic facts. But one very senior Afghan official says today that a mistake was made, and he is saying it was an Afghan mistake. That suggests that perhaps some Afghans provided faulty intelligence. There have been some suggestions that one Afghan faction turned against another and essentially used the Americans to destroy them, told on them, gave bad information on which the Americans acted. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said in Washington yesterday that that certainly was possible, but he will not say for sure pending the results of the investigation.
This must put the new government of Afghanistan in an awkward position.
Oh, yeah, these people were put in power very much by the United States. And one official says, you know, look, we love the Americans. They're the reason that we have a chance for peace in Afghanistan. They're the reason that we've gone a month or two here without really all that much shooting in Afghanistan. But at the same time, some of their own citizens are saying that there was a mistake here, and that has prompted Afghan officials to begin questioning what happened. Afghan officials have spoken to the U.S. military about this at the Kandahar airport, and they have been assured that some prisoners taken in this raid may be freed if, Bob, their questioning shows that, in fact, they were innocent of being members of the Taliban.
NPR's Steve Inskeep in Kandahar, Afghanistan.